This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Oh my word. Oh my goodness me. How wonderful it is to be able to bring you this word today. The Daily Devotional Special from Psalm 103. And we're looking today at verse 10. Are you ready? Let me hear an amen. This is what the psalmist says to you today. This is what he is saying right now into your life, to you today, at this moment. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. Beloved, oh boy, that makes me shake and quiver when I see that verse. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. You know why? Because he is God. Just say that after me. Just say, because he is God. Because he is the Lord. Just say that. Because that is his character. That is who he is. We were talking in the second hour about the character of Jesus. This is the character of God, that he does not deal with us the way we deserve. You know, in the Old Testament it says, the wages of sin are death. That is the wage that you get for sinning. Before Jesus came, it was death. It was hell and damnation. Hell and brimstone. But now, because of Jesus, you don't die. You don't have to die, because he has forged a relationship between you and the Heavenly Father by the death of him on the cross. Because he stretched out his hands and died, because of what he did for you, he has made this relationship brand new between you and the Heavenly Father. Even Jesus says, when he was teaching you how to pray, he said, say this, our Father. Not my Father, not your Father, but our Father. He said those words, our Father. Say them with me now, our Father. Now say, my Father. Abba, Father. That is what he did. And you know, if you consider all of the things that you do wrong, perhaps you may think that you don't sin that much. You might think that you live a pretty good life where you don't sin and you keep out of harm's way. But just by thinking that, you realize you're sinning because you're puffing yourself up, you're making yourself to be haughty and proud. And you're saying, you know what, I don't sin much, but the point is, you do sin. And the Bible says the wages of sin are death. And if it hadn't been for Jesus, that is what would have happened to you. But because of Jesus' death on the cross, because of the humility that he suffered when he stretched out his hands and said, it is finished. As he was on the cross, and he looked down at the people and he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Jesus didn't need to die like that, but it was God's perfect will that he did, so that he could take the sin of the world on his shoulders, and so that he could die in your place, so you don't have to. And all you need to do is to have a relationship with him. All you need to do is to recognize the sin in your life. All you need to do is to say to the Lord, Lord God Almighty, I am going to repent. I am going to turn away from this sin, for I don't want to sin any longer. Lord, I want to keep short account with you. Lord God Almighty, you are my Heavenly Father. And you know, the Father smiles and he looks down at you and he says, my child, can you now see how much I love you? Can you now understand how much I love you? Can you begin to see a hint of my love for you? Because I sacrificed my own precious son on the Calvary, on the cross. Have you got a child? Maybe you've got a son. I've got a son. And I love my son so very much. And if you've got a child, would you sacrifice your child? Abraham had to sacrifice his son. Well, actually, no, he didn't have to sacrifice him, but he thought he did. And he took him to this place where he was to build a fire and he was to sacrifice his own son. And the Lord stopped it at the last minute. He was willing to do it, though. I ask you this question. Would you be willing to sacrifice your own son? Would you be willing, let me put it this way to you, to make it sound a little nicer, a little easier. Would you be willing to allow your child to die in your place? There you go. That's a question for you. On the Daily Devotional today, would you be willing to allow your child to die in your place? I know the answer already. Of course you wouldn't. But God Almighty decided that it was his will, it was his decision that Jesus would be sacrificed on the cross at Calvary and treated like a common criminal, because he had to forge this relationship between man and God. He had no other choice. He couldn't think of any other way of doing it. He knew that's what he had to do. And he knew when his son was born, he knew when his child was born, that was the destiny of his child. And the Bible tells us that the Father turned his face away. He turned his face away because of the pain and the anguish that his son was going through. And that pain and anguish was done for you. You may be well saying, David, you are harping on about this a little bit, but I am trying to make you see that the psalmist is saying here, he does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve, because we deserve to be treated harshly for what we have done, for the sins that we have committed. We deserve it. But he doesn't deal with us the way that we deserve. You know, when I was a child, I can remember I used to do things wrong and my dad would punish me. But I am sure most of the time my father didn't punish me the way that I deserved to be punished for what I had done. Because he loved me. And he cared for me. And oftentimes, my father let me off the hook. And oftentimes, your Heavenly Father lets you off the hook. And he says, don't do it anymore. Don't sin any longer. And what do? We continue to sin. We continue to go our own way. We continue to stop listening to the voice of Almighty God when he tells us what he wants us to do. We continue to rebel against him. We continue to do that. Why do we do that? because we have a sinful nature. I'm not blaming everything on Satan here. I'm blaming a lot of it on us. I'm blaming a lot of it on me. It is my will sometimes to turn away from God and to go my own way. From the age of 15 until I was 38, that is exactly what I did. I defied God and turned away from Him and said, "This is too hard. I cannot follow you any longer. I'm going to go my own way because I want to do what I want to do, not what you want me to do." And I know this from vast experience. There's nothing like doing the will of Almighty God. There's nothing like being on that track. There's nothing like walking up that dusty road to Zion. There's nothing like listening to the voice of God and saying, "Lord, what would you have me do next?" Because when you are in His plan, when you are walking His road, you can never be as happy as that. When I am doing God's perfect will, I am never happier. That is when I am at the zenith of my happiness, when I am doing exactly what God wants me to do. And when am I miserable? It's when my face is turned away from Jesus and I'm doing my own thing and going my own way and not listening to the voice of God. That is when I hit depression. That is when I hit the low. That is when I hit the skids. Because my Father loves me that much, He does not want me to turn away from Him. That is why my Father loves me so much that He wants to protect me all the time. And the only way He can protect me is when I am under His canopy, is when I am doing His will, is when I am following Him. My Lord Jesus died on the cross at Calvary for me to take my sin and the sin of the world to the cross with Him. I don't know where you are at the moment. I don't know what you're thinking. I don't know how you're feeling. But I do know this. I want you to ask you to do something with me now. I want you to rid yourself completely of any sin that is lurking in the background. I want you to rid yourself of all sin in your life. And I want you to turn your life and your love towards Almighty God. And I want you to turn your face toward Him and say to Him, "Lord Jesus Christ, I love you." Are you willing to do that today? Are you willing to do that with me now? I know it's quite radical, but I want us to do that together. Turn your eyes to Him now. And say these words after me. Heavenly Father, I love you and I adore you. And I ask you, in the name of Jesus, to take away all the sin in my life. All the things I have done wrong right up to this point in my life. I ask you to wash me in your precious blood. I ask you, Lord, to help me keep my eyes focused on you. Thank you, Jesus, for what you are doing in my life. Lord Jesus Christ, come into my heart now afresh and make me a brand new person. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life, world without end. Amen and amen. Beloved, keep your eyes focused on Him now. Keep your eyes turned toward Jesus. My eyes are closed right now. as I am bringing you this word, my eyes are closed. Heavenly Father, for your beloved people right now who have responded to that prayer, I pray in Jesus' name that you pour your Holy Spirit down upon them. Father, that you fill them full of your peace. Lord God, that you make them brand new. From this very second onwards, Lord Jesus, fill us full of your love now, your all-consuming love. And Lord God Almighty, may your name be kept holy forever and ever. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. In the mighty name of Yeshua, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen and amen.